This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a question every Christian should ask before they marry. Our passage is Ezra chapters 9 and 10. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
As we look around today and see the growing number of Christian marriages in trouble, I wonder if we haven't gotten away from the one key principle of Scripture that Amos talks about. Amos chapter 3, verse 3, asks the question, can two walk together except they be agreed? The obvious answer is no, of course they can't. And just as the issue of following God's commands for marriage concerned Ezra in his day, it should be a matter of serious consideration for us as well. In Ezra chapter 9, we find that a number of the people of Israel in Jerusalem, including the priests and Levites, had married wives from heathen families. And when Ezra learned of it, he was devastated. He understood the long-term implications of disobeying God's command not to intermarry with the people of the land. Friends, this practice is valid today. If you are a believer in Christ, don't marry a non-believer. It may sound trite or narrow, but it is a direct contradiction of God's word for you as a Christian to marry someone who does not know the Lord. At the same time, don't assume that marrying a Christian is going to automatically give you a great marriage. If you are getting serious with another Christian and beginning to consider marriage, take the time to discover the real spiritual heartbeat of that other person. Today, I see a lot of Christian young men and women getting married, but they've never really settled it in their minds what part the cause of Jesus Christ will play in their marriage. They never get around to dealing with it before they marry. They will talk about everything else, but never face this key issue. A Navigator representative told me of a new bride who wanted to pray with her husband, and his response was, "Don't you think we've carried this God stuff far enough?" If one partner has a deep sense of God's call to service that is not shared by the other, the stage is set for conflict. But if the two of you share the same goals and objectives, it's going to make a great difference in the years ahead. If you're already married to someone who is a non-Christian, the Bible offers encouraging guidelines on winning your partner to Christ. But I'm talking today to the people who are still deciding on a life partner. When you are in harmony concerning the place of Christ in your home and marriage, you have the foundation on which to build a life together for the glory of God. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. You'll find Daily Walk a valuable aid in growing strong as a Christian. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, be prepared for a surprise from God as we study Nehemiah chapters 1 and 2 on Daily Discipleship.